this year has seen a wonderful series of Baroque concerts with the San Antonio Symphony. And the person that leads those and has been coming up with amazing programs is Akiko Fujimoto, the assistant conductor with the San Antonio Symphony. She's here in the studios. Good to see you.
Great to see you, John.
This is, I think, a really fun concert. Not only is it sort of the season finale of the Baroque concerts, but this is in collaboration with Fiesta, right?
That's right. This is called Fiesta Baroque. When you think of Baroque music, you might think some serious, you know, non-Latin American music. But we're doing... In the spirit of Fiesta, we are doing the most festive Baroque music that was ever written, and also very, very colorful stuff. Not, you know, just serious, stodgy, quiet music that you expect from maybe a Baroque CD. This is all lots of fanfares and drumming and a lot of dancing in the music. So I'm really excited about it.
To me, when I'm at a concert or performing a concert, when I'm in a certain space, it makes a difference. And I know that this cathedral is sort of contemporary to Baroque music. And I imagine that not only acoustically, but just sort of in the spirit of things makes a difference.
Exactly. Well, you know, the San Fernando Cathedral has been very, very generous to let us use the space on those Sunday night concerts. But some of our rehearsals have to be somewhere else. And it is really great to have rehearsed the music somewhere else and to step inside of San Fernando. And we all kind of heave a sigh of relief and say, ah, we're home, because this is where the music matches the venue.
And I know that it's fun for some of the players who will use Baroque bows instead of what we normally see with their modern instruments. And in general, there's a literally sort of a different style of playing.
That's right. Actually, this whole year has been an experiment when it comes to Baroque bows. In the first concert, we had a mixture of people using Baroque and modern bows. And on this last concert, we are switching gears a little bit. We're going to try for the same results using all modern bows so that we're all playing on the same equipment. But we still want to imitate that sound of the Baroque bows and see how far we can get with that. Because we believe that a different way of performing this music from, let's say, you know, Rachmaninoff or Tchaikovsky or Brahms can really serve the music. And everyone can enjoy the music just much, much more. So we're going to try for the same tendencies that a Baroque bow might produce.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and I know there are several couples in the symphony. I see, like, Dave Molinauer and Stephanie Key and, you know, like, Ken Fordingman and his wife, Emily Fordingman. This concert is actually featuring two soloists that are married.
That's right. We are featuring Sayaka Okada on the violin and Hideaki Okada on the oboe, and they're the sweetest couple. Of course, all the couples in the symphony are sweet, but they are these two are especially sweet and cute together, and they are being featured in Bach's Double Concerto for Oboe and Violin, which is when the first movement starts, you'll go, oh, I know that one. I mean, it's just a really catchy tune from the get-go. And speaking of love, one of the other pieces that we are doing on the program, Les Ânes Galantes, is a celebration of love. It's an opera ballet from France in 1735 by a composer named Rameau. And he uses different... what he considered exotic parts of the world as a setting for talking about love, all these love triangles and sadness and happiness that come from love affairs. So that should also be a lot of fun. Each of the four acts from this opera ballet is set in a Peru or... all the places that he thought were foreign as a Frenchman in the 18th century. And the last place that he ends up in is North America. So we even have a dance of the Native Americans as part of that set of dances we're doing from Les Ânes Galantes. So it should be a lot of romantic and festive music played by romantic people.
We're speaking with Akiko Fujimoto, who conducts Fiesta Baroque Sunday night at 7 at San Fernando Cathedral. I thought it was so much fun to sort of work in the Riverwalk and George Frideric Handel.
Oh, yes. I mean, gosh, if any city can appreciate water music, it's San Antonio, because exactly what you said. Water music was written for a king in England who wanted to have a huge party on the barge. And, you know, we are doing a mixture of excerpts from the second and third suites of water music. I think everyone will recognize a lot of the movements from those dances. And it's just super festive with trumpets and horns and oboes and bassoons and... of course, strings. So it should be a really good time.
Well, we're looking forward to it again. Where your medals come out to San Fernando Cathedral, then maybe after water music, take a Rio taxi, perhaps.
That sounds like a great plan.
You know, sounds like a really awesome Sunday night. We'll catch up with you more and have to get you back and tell us a little bit about the program that's coming up with the San Antonio Symphony.
Great. Thank you.